For Democrats in Washington, all seemed lost. Their sweeping bill on climate change and other measures slammed into the immovable object of Joe Manchin. The moderate Democratic senator from West Virginia said he would vote against it. Well, now the object has moved. Manchin appears to be in. President Biden talked about it today.
It will be the most important investment, not hyperbole, the most important investment we've ever made in our energy security and developing cost savings and job-creating clean energy solutions for the future. It's a big deal.
What's next? Let's talk to NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
So what happened? Did Charlie Schumer, the Senate Democratic leader, cut some kind of a deal with Joe Manchin to pull him on board?
Well, it seems like this is something that they have been talking about for a while. Yes, this came together, though, at the very last minute. You know, we as reporters and actually everybody watching this, including most Democrats who were watching this from inside the Senate, thought that all Manchin and Schumer could agree on was to do some changes to the Affordable Care Act to ensure that some of the subsidies that were set to expire would be extended. And they also plan to address a little bit of deficit reduction.
So a much narrower thing.
Yeah, so they were talking about just two things, cutting the cost of drug prices for Medicare and the Affordable Care Act. But then at the very last minute, they announced that they had actually reached a deal on a whole lot more. And that includes nearly $370 billion for energy security and climate change programs over the next 10 years. And they are also making some changes to the tax code that will, they say, will bring together about $300 billion in deficit reduction, which is a big deal for Manchin, because you'll remember he decided not to go along with other negotiations because of the concern about stoking inflation.
Yeah, right. And federal spending at arguably the wrong moment in the economic cycle. Well, let me ask you about these climate change provisions in the bill, because after this announcement, we saw a lot of stocks spike in wind energy, because the bill has provisions for that, for solar energy to help Americans purchase electric vehicles. Is there a sense that this could really make a dent in CO2 emissions from the U.S.?
Well, that, they say, is the goal. You know, the one statistic that they keep citing is that they believe that this will make a major change in climate emissions, cutting it by roughly 40% by 2030, which is a pretty significant number. Now, some of that will be tested and retested by experts who are assessing the details of this bill. But they say that is the goal of this, these major investments in climate and energy security.
Yeah, well, and we know the Earth has already warmed almost 2 degrees Fahrenheit over pre-industrial times. Let's talk about addressing drug costs for seniors. What's in this bill?
Well, one of the elements of the agreement that they reached beforehand was that they were going to allow Medicare to negotiate the price of prescription drugs. They say that it'll create a major cost savings for Medicare and will make a huge cost savings for people on Medicare who would see a cap in the price of drugs. So that is also a part of this bill.
Yeah, and long on the list, as you're saying, on the list of what Democrats have wanted to do, long on the list of what many seniors have wanted Congress to do. This, Kelsey, is not a sure deal yet, right?
No.
I mean, we still have the Democratic holdout of Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Do we know where she is on this bill?
We don't. And one of the things that we are watching here closely is how she feels about the tax changes in this bill. She's been particularly interested in closing what is known as the carried interest loophole. She's not been interested in the way that Democrats have wanted to approach it. That's something that we'll be watching over the coming days, is to see what her reaction is to that. But I will say there's a lot of political pressure for Democrats to get on board at this moment. President Biden says he supports this bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she supports this bill. And the goal is for them to pass it in the Senate as early as next week.
And this, of course, is one of those bills that doesn't require 60 votes. It only needs a simple majority, which the Democrats might have if they don't get any Republicans on board.
Which we don't expect any Republicans to join on this.
So where does this leave the Democrats as far as trying to, you know, go out to Americans between now and the midterms and saying, this is what we're delivering to you?
Well, that is a huge part of the political pressure here, as Democrats want to have a fresh victory to go out and campaign on when they go home for the month-long August recess that happens every year. But in an election year, it is all about campaigning. You know, one of the criticisms Democrats have met is that they, you know, have not delivered on promises they made in the 2020 election. This bill in particular is an opportunity for Democrats to say, yes, we struggled, but we fought and we got there, and this is what we delivered for you, the voters, and this is just a down payment on what we would do if we can maintain the majority in the House and the Senate and win more seats. Now, that is a big pitch, and they're hoping that this bill can get them there.
Yeah. Kelsey Snell, NPR's congressional correspondent. Kelsey, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.